Empire, KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Another 585 coronavirus cases and 8 additional deaths have been confirmed in Riverside County, but hospitalizations and known active virus cases are continuing their weeks-long plunge, according to health officials. The aggregate number of COVID-19 infections recorded since the public health documentation began in early March is 54,572, compared to 53,987 on Friday, according to RUHS. No data was released during the holiday weekend. The number of patients hospitalized countywide for treatment of the virus is 175, down 10 from Friday. That figure includes 60 people in intensive care units. Emergency Management Director Bruce Barton told the Board of Supervisors last week there has been an ongoing significant decrease from the peak of hospitalizations in mid-July, when 550 people with COVID-19 were in the county's 17 acute care medical facilities. The number of known active cases countywide is 5,379, a decline of 1,551 since the end of last week. The active count is derived by subtracting deaths and recoveries from the current total, 54,572, according to the County Executive Office. The number of verified patient recoveries is 48,118. A recovery is defined as someone who's not manifested symptoms for 14 days. Firefighters are continuing their work to contain the El Dorado fire above Yucaipa, which has burned over 11,000 acres and is 19% contained. KVCR's Megan Jamerson reports crews are bracing for the challenge of Santa Ana wind conditions.
The combination of low humidity and gusty winds of over 40 miles per hour will make containment of the El Dorado fire more challenging for crews through Wednesday evening. The Santa Ana winds could potentially spread the fire further west into the neighborhoods of Yucaipa and Mentone. Officials are urging San Bernardino and Riverside County residents to sign up for emergency telephone alerts and to respect fire evacuation orders. As of Monday, 21,000 residents are under evacuation. More than 700 firefighters and other personnel are at the scene. Two firefighter injuries have been reported. Monday, crews were able to make progress securing the eastern perimeter between Oak Glen Road and the Apple Fire Burn, as well as along the northern border around Mountain Home Village. The Red Cross evacuation point remains at the cafeteria of Redlands East Valley High School. Residents should check the San Bernardino County Fire Department's Twitter and Facebook for the latest information. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.
Governor Gavin Newsom says the PG&E public safety power shutoffs that have cut electricity to customers in 22 California counties are based on better protocols than the ones he criticized last year.
A year ago, I would have imagined more customers being impacted for a longer period of time. There's more precision. There has been more communication, but we're not where we're going to be and not where we yet need to be.
The utility, which has been found at fault in several wildfires when its lines were blown into trees or dry vegetation, shuts off power to areas it says are the most at risk in high wind events, like the one we're experiencing now. Governor Gavin Newsom has relaxed coronavirus restrictions in 5 more counties. The announcement on Tuesday means the state has now eased restrictions for more than 8 million people living in 3 of the state's most populous counties, San Diego, Orange, and Santa Clara. Hospitalizations are down 24% over the past 2 weeks, but the Newsom administration is taking it slow by requiring counties to meet benchmarks for 2 consecutive weeks before they can be upgraded. As of Tuesday, 33 of the state's 58 counties are listed in the top tier of the state's coronavirus tracking system. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.